Four counties in Arkansas are working to establish crisis stabilization centers to divert people with mental health emergencies from jail. The program was established through a bill that passed the state legislature last year, and it's slowly coming online in Washington and Sebastian counties. Sebastian County is also working to create a sobering center where they could divert people with substance abuse emergencies, again, to keep them out of jail and get them into treatment. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek has this update.
Consider this fact.
The county was going to build onto the county jail, added an additional 1,000 beds about 12 years ago. We never did do that.
That's Leon Evans talking about the jail in Bexar County, Texas. In that time, Evans says the county has grown by about 500,000 people, but the jail has stayed hundreds of inmates under capacity.
Well, I tell people we're a 17-year overnight success.
That's how long Evans worked with San Antonio's Center for Healthcare Services to establish a crisis center for psychiatric and substance abuse emergencies.
We've developed this place called the Restoration Center that has a sobering unit, a detox unit, and a mental health crisis unit.
Now that crisis center is a model for the rest of the country. And Evans, who retired from his role at the center last April, is a consultant. He's been working with Sebastian County Judge David Hudson and Sheriff Bill Hollenbeck on their effort to establish a crisis stabilization unit and sobering center in Fort Smith.
And for years, they've been researching this, and they're some of the most progressive people I know.
The CSU will be in one of the buildings on the Western Arkansas Counseling and Guidance Center campus. Hudson says after some delays and a redesign, the unit will open later this month and will likely start accepting patients shortly after that. Hudson says work on establishing a sobering center is also underway.
It's a diversion initiative to divert individuals that are arrested for intoxication, and rather than booking them into the county jail to sober up, to divert them from being in the jail environment at all to another facility where they could sober up and then perhaps be connected to follow-up services.
The CSU will operate similarly. Police will bring a patient to the 16-bed facility at Western Arkansas Counseling and Guidance Center. That person will stay in the care of medical staff for 1 to 2 days, and then they'll be offered a long-term treatment plan. Here's Hudson.
It's kind of a watershed of the shift of importance to treat the mentally ill, which needed to happen. It's needed to happen for a number of years. So it's exciting that we're there. It's also challenging.
One of the challenges is making sure law enforcement officers are trained to recognize mental health and substance abuse crises. Sheriff Bill Hollenbeck says training sessions have been held across the state. Most recently, there was a 40-hour seminar in Fort Smith that included role-playing.
Quite frankly, at first, you know, our local law enforcement went into it with, okay, here we go. Why are we here? Because, you know, quite frankly, throughout the years, law enforcement has been called upon to deal with social issues more and more and more. And here's one more area of concern.
But Hollenbeck says after the week-long training session, he saw a turnaround, and he acknowledges the process will take some time. Because at the end of the day, the CSU and the Sobering Center are about changing the criminal justice system in Arkansas.
One of the biggest components to make this successful is the training for the law enforcement officers. You know, having that paradigm shift of learning that and recognizing that if somebody has a mental health issue, jail is not the place for them.
And Hollenbeck is coming from a city that has already shifted its approach. Before he became sheriff, Hollenbeck was part of the Dallas Police Department, where they had a detox center.
You know, right now, the state of Arkansas looks at being intoxicated as a crime. Well, you know, maybe it's a medical emergency as well.
The same Hollenbeck says goes for someone who may have committed a crime during a mental health crisis.
You know, most other states in the country have some sort of mental health, you know, stabilization units that law enforcement, especially in bigger cities, can utilize. So, you know, you get to face the fact that, gosh, man, we're 49th in the nation on this one as well. So do we want to be that way or do we want to change?
Hollenbeck says he's heard the argument that this kind of approach to law enforcement is coming from a liberal point of view, but he doesn't see it that way.
I think it's a conservative viewpoint as well. I mean, do you want, you know, 3 or 4 days in stabilization unit versus maybe 10 years in prison? What's cheaper? What's more expensive? And we know the answer.
Judge Hudson agrees. He says the CSU and Sobering Center are part of a smarter justice system, which entails smarter use of taxpayer money.
It doesn't really seem to matter how large a jail is built, how many beds a jail offers. The criminal justice system is very effective. Law enforcement does a great job of arrests, you know, and conviction through the system, through the prosecuting attorney and the justice system. We're very good at that. The issue is it costs money to hold people in jails. It costs money to treat the folks that are in jail.
Hudson says the goal should be to keep dangerous and violent offenders behind bars. But those who aren't should be considered for alternative treatment that will give them the opportunity to stabilize their lives. The long-term results, he says, are just better.
That's the bottom line, and frankly, we're faced with that right now. Is our jail too small? Do we need to enlarge the jail? Will diversion programs allow the jail population to be sufficient? That's an outstanding question right now in Sebastian County.
Hudson says alternative treatment gives people the best chance of becoming contributing members of their community. Otherwise, Sheriff Hollenbeck adds, there's evidence many will continue to cycle through the justice system after that first arrest.
Once you're introduced to the criminal justice system, let's say even for a nonviolent misdemeanor offense, you're 30% more likely to reoffend. Also, 30% of the people in the Arkansas Department of Correction, statistically, they started out with some sort of mental health issue, and then it escalated into a felony type of situation, and now they're going to prison.
For now, the CSU will be funded through a $1.6 million grant from the state and will take in patients from 6 counties. Judge Hudson says those patients will not be charged for services.
The actual budgeting is something that we're looking at as far as the grant money, how much reimbursement will be able to be achieved through available insurance or Medicaid, and if there's any gap. And if there's any gap, then how are we going to address the gap? Probably as a local government unit.
Hudson says they will file monthly reports with the governor and legislature to track the CSU's progress, which ideally will encourage the state to expand the program to other counties.
These changes to the criminal justice system are very hard to make, and it's hard to shift money. And so it's very important that the voting public observes what's going on, understand the issue, because it is a change in policy.
And Hudson and Hollenbeck both say the public will have to buy into the change, because if the program is successful, Sebastian County will have to figure out how to fund it after the grant runs out. Here's the sheriff.
The monies that have been allocated for this probably won't last forever. So I think the community, business leaders, and private individuals can help as well.
In Bexar County, Texas, Leon Evans says the results have driven investment from the county, the city of San Antonio, and private donations. Since Evans became involved with the Center for Healthcare Services in 2000, the agency's annual budget has grown to more than $100 million. Evans says about 2,300 people a month come through the restoration center, and after they're stabilized, they're offered treatment options.
In the sobering unit, we have people in recovery. We use evidence-based kind of treatment, and we try to get people to agree to go to detox, which is in the same building. And about 20% of those folks a month historically have agreed to go to detox.
After they detox, Evans says patients are offered in-house recovery. To be on the main campus, though, they have to be drug and alcohol-free and have to work 8 hours a day, whether that's going to school or maintaining the campus.
But it's a 120-day program, so you're there long enough that your brain chemistry starts healing up. You start thinking better. You start figuring out what in the heck you've done to your children, your family, your friends, yourself.
Evans says half of the people who go through the program are sober a year later. And in the last 17 years, Bexar County has seen an 80% drop in the number of homeless people in San Antonio's downtown. And visits to emergency rooms and incarceration rates are both down.
The other thing I encourage people to do is go ahead and do your baseline now, because what you're going to find is things aren't working very well. And once you start these programs, they're going to start working well, and you'll see great improvements, and that gets people excited about continuing the work.
Sebastian County, of course, is just starting the work, but Sheriff Hollenbeck says the foundation is there.
we cannot be at war with our society. And our society right now has a small portion of our society has a drug problem. So we got to face it. And if we keep locking them up and have this, you know, throw everybody in jail, lock them up, and conviction, we're going to continue to go the route that we've been going, you know, for the last 30 years. And I think we need to open our eyes a little bit and change our thought process.
Because all three men agree, it's the right thing to do, not only to improve officer and public safety, but to help those in the community who are struggling. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Susanna Sitek.
The Sebastian County Criminal Justice Coordinating Committee met this afternoon. Judge David Hudson's, as part of their discussion, focused on whether the current legislation authorizes the creation of a sobering center or whether new legislation has to be passed. The county would also have to partner with another agency to facilitate a sobering center. There was discussion about involving Riverview Hope Campus. However, the director tells us that while they would be able to take in intoxicated people who are nonviolent, they would not be able to provide medical oversight.